Matthew McConaughey hammers a liberal left as condescending and patronizing. Calls out the anti-Christian bias in Hollywood. By BenQ on October 26, 2020. Oscar winner Matthew McConaughey hammered the illiberal left in America as both condescending and patronizing, warning that there is a bias in Hollywood against committed Christians like himself. In an interview on the Joe Rogan Experience, the 50-year-old described the negative reaction of his industry colleagues in the audience to his acceptance speeches where he thanks God and credited his Christian faith with his success. "I have had, and I won't throw any people under the bus, but I have had moments where I was on stage receiving an award in front of my peers in Hollywood, and there were people in the crowd that I have prayed with before dinners many times, and when I thanked God, I saw some of those people go to clap, but then notice that bad thing on my resume and then sit back on their hands," McConaughey explained. Watch below. "I've seen people read the room and go, 'Whoa, that wouldn't bode well for me in the future. If for getting a job or you're getting votes or what have you,'" he continued. "I have seen that, I've witnessed that, I don't judge them for it. I just wish, you know, that it seems like a silly argument." Citing arguments made by the popular Kantian psychologist Jordan Peterson, the Dallas Buyers Club star said the prejudice against Christians was an example of the illiberal left being condescending and patronizing to the billions of people who worship God. "One of the things that some people in our industry, not all of them, but there's some that go to the left so far, as our friend Jordan Peterson says, that go to the illiberal left side so far that it's so condescending and patronizing to 50% of the world that need the empathy that the liberals have," he added. Unlike the majority of Hollywood, McConaughey has not endorsed Democratic nominee Joe Biden in next month's all-important election. However, he warned last week that people should accept the result of the presidential election and embrace the winner, even if that is once again Donald Trump. "It's time to get constructive and not deny the fact of whatever's happened and embrace the situation," he said in an interview with Fox and Friends. "Whoever is going to be Commander-in-Chief and President of the United States of America, that's not something, hopefully, that we're going to deny or be able to argue." Follow BenQ on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at bq@breitbart.com.